When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Someone just went over a free pass when they heard that. Just free pass? Is that a thing? I don't know, man.
Free pass?
I got brain
that
damage from that sound.
Stupider than the noise I did.
I don't know, man. It's all bad.
Well, Alex just said high energy, so I was like, what's higher energy than that sort
of scream?
I've
never seen him do that. That was like a little hype man before like a recording of a TV show. He's like, come on, guys. He was holding up an applause sign.
Oh, high energy. That's what we wanted.
Well, fuck, he got you. It was like smelling salts.
Well, I've got especially high energy today because I finally got the rod out of my finger.
Oh, dude. Hell yeah.
Metal
that
rod.
Thing was grossing me out every time I saw it.
Yeah.
Because there was that one guy at the show who wanted to pull it out, and that's all I could think of, like the like pulling it out like you're deboning a fish.
Deboning a fish. Like deworming a cow. Yeah,
deworming
exactly.
A cow, yeah.
Get rid of that tapeworm. And yeah, so I got the metal tapeworm out of my finger.
Did
I
you get knocked out for it, or what did they
lighter.
Do?
No, they just pull it out. He
what
had
do
a little.
You mean? They just
he
pull
had
it
pliers.
Out. Did they give
get
you
a good
drugs?
Grip on it? No, because it's just it's,
that
it
makes
hasn't,
me feel sick.
It hadn't set in yet. It was just there.
So he's like,
down my bone.
Like just pulled it out.
Yeah,
it's chaos, dude.
He wouldn't let me keep it though. He goes, I can't let you keep. That I didn't really want to keep it, sir.
Why couldn't you keep it, though?
I don't know.
I feel like it's not... You wouldn't want to keep it, but I don't see why you couldn't.
Possibly.
He kept it.
He has a thing.
Guys, if you see it on eBay, let us know.
Maybe some sort of fetish. I don't know. It's a perfect sounding rod.
Oh, true. He's like... straight down the pee hole.
Welcome back, listeners. Welcome to our international listeners.
Ni hao, konnichiwa.
Buongiorno.
Hello.
We have a lot of them, as usual. It's good to be back talking. Last week we had a Liverpudlian. Great banter. Hard to understand.
Oh, I couldn't understand a single thing he said. I was just nodding along.
Oh.
I was just guessing, you know. I was like,
yeah,
yeah,
every now
dude.
And then. Yo, I hate it when you have to guess. And then there's only so much you can repeat. Oh, sorry, I missed that. And then you just laugh. You're like, I think you mean you want me to laugh now.
Yes. And sometimes people call you out and it's so awkward. Did you actually know what I said? And you're like,
No, absolutely not.
Didn't get that
at all.
Like, I'll watch a TikTok Tonya shows me. Didn't have time to read the text or something. No idea what the fuck that was. I'm like, she's like, you didn't get it, did you? I was like, no idea what you just showed me.
And then you don't give enough attention to the TikTok. Like, oh, you didn't, it was funnier than what, I was like, I'm doing something else. You're shoving a phone in my face. I didn't find it funny, to be honest.
Then you get a full fight. She moves out. She's like, I'm going to stay with my parents. You're like, I don't even care.
I don't care.
Oh,
so you
got to
catch
it.
Yourself. As long as you don't finish a sentence, she can't be angry at you.
That's true.
So even if you say, you're fucking annoying, is what someone said to me earlier today.
Oh.
I don't think that about you. See that? See how I did that?
That's good.
That's
good
a
technique.
Key for any couples listening. It's if you accidentally give them an insult or say something they might be offended by, yeah, of course, you look a bit fat in that.
I want to break up.
Yeah.
The Kit Kat, so we can each have half.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant our relationship. Oh, I'm happy now because I want to have half the Kit Kat. Do you think I'm looking fat?
Yes, is what a blind person would say, but I don't think you're fat.
Why would a blind person find me
she's
fat?
Got a fat voice.
Oh, the old fat boys. Oh, how's I going to telemarketer today?
Sound fat?
Oh, yeah. No, so it was calling from Albury.
Oh, yeah. There's some out there in Victoria. I'll get random calls from Victoria.
Or I don't know if they put the phone through a country town. So I'm like, oh, Albury, country town, maybe it's a hotel. Tell me I forgot something again or whatever. And it was a very Asian woman.
Yes.
How are you interested in this, blah, blah, blah. And then she did her spiel and I go, hello, you have reached an automated service. To talk to a human, press 1. To talk to a canine, press 2. Hello, are you there? Hello, this is an automated service.
Oh, nice.
To talk to a human, press 1. To talk to a canine, press 2. Hello, are you? Ruff, 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 until she hung up.
How long did it take?
Oh, I'd say a minute. But I was yelling.
Were you in public when you did this?
Nah, I was in my living room.
I could see you doing that. Like
my dog's
cafe,
looking at me going,
like,
what the fuck, Dad?
Yeah, stop
but
barking.
He's cracking up. He's like, don't fucking ring this number if you can't handle the consequences. I was really wanted her to hear a beep to her to press.
Yeah, that would have been great.
So I talk like a dog
to her. Selected canine.
Because the thing is, there's going to be telemarketers and little fuckheads ringing us. You know, you're a piece of shit. You're ringing us. You're interrupting our day. You can either use it and be like, oh, I'm angry. Or we're actors, Tom. We're improvisers.
Yes.
It's an audition.
I knew a girl and she once got a call, Indian voice on the line, thought it was a telemarketer, started taking the piss. It was her dad's mate. So she's like just doing like shit
doing
like that.
Doing the Indian voice.
Probably.
Oh, well, and then no, like, I don't need a taxi. She said that.
Probably. So funny. So be careful.
No, don't be careful.
Nah, who cares?
Don't be careful. It was actually maybe four weeks ago when I was in the hospital. I got a random number. I'm like, hello, how are you? Whatever.
Yeah.
Hung up. It was the doctor at the hospital.
No.
Because they were ringing me to tell me they weren't doing my operation today.
Oh, no.
Because they didn't want to have to do it face-to-face because they made me sit there for 4 hours.
Oh,
and then
shit.
He came down going, hey, I'm not sure if you got the call. That was me on there. I'm like, oh.
And what did you do? Full Chinese accent back.
I said, sorry.
Hello,
I thought,
it's me. And he's like, dude, what are you doing?
I said, sorry. Often I get people prank calling me, so I do a funny voice. It's like, oh, completely understand. I'm like, you don't completely understand.
That's
not a normal thing.
Yeah.
Grant, can I get Tom a tiny bit louder in mine or something? I don't know. You're so soft in my headphones.
Oh, no.
I'm loud enough.
Yeah. Oh, you always are.
Ugh.
Ugh.
How's your weekend, Thomas?
We were touring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was with you.
I was trying to catch you out.
Yeah, it was good shows. There were some funny moments. Obviously, Bribie Island was the highlight for us.
Mm.
Holy shit. So it was one of those ones. Sometimes I can sit backstage and really be amongst it.
Mm.
Sometimes I'm behind a kitchen in a conference room, struggling to hear anything.
Mm.
And I was pounding the drinks because there was nothing else to do. I was trying to listen, but if I stood outside the conference room, then I'm in front of the bar and I'm just like, look like I'm wanting attention or something. So I'm kind of behind the kitchen and Alex just keeps bringing me free drinks. And once in a while, I'll hear this explosion of laughter and I'm like, nah, I got to go out and see what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what was one of those explosions of laughter?
Okay, well, Bribie Island is like, let's say, an hour north of Brisbane. I didn't know it was a real place.
I didn't know it was a real island either.
They said it's God's waiting room because it's supposed to be mostly old people.
They love the water, don't they?
Oh.
I guess they're trying to justify their wrinkles. They're like, oh, I was just at the beach too long.
And also, they need to drown themselves or anything.
True. How they just walk out into the water
they
like in movies.
They just walk out into the water.
That's a hard way to go. Wouldn't you just float for a bit?
With those old bones?
Oh, yeah. They're like loose skin, just get picked up by a current.
Yeah, I think seals try to make love to them and then they die with a...
The musician?
No, the animal.
Oh.
But Bribie Island had this sort of energy from the staff. So we just knew when we went in for sound check, because it's the main room of a pub, they're not used to getting
there was so many
there.
Chairs in this room as well. It was just like... And they were all plastic chairs. For some reason, that seemed more rowdy.
And we up the back, they only had two speakers up the front, so people up the back couldn't really hear. And I'm very conscious of this. I want everyone to be able to hear
and people
properly.
Up the front can no longer hear because it was so loud.
Because it was so loud. It was fucking ridiculous. Our sound guy was definitely on something else. And I'm aware I don't want up the back to be disconnected early, so I force the issue with a bit of crowd work, and I kind of backed myself. There was a 70-year-old woman in the front row called Trish.
Which isn't common.
Not at all. She was next to her daughter or granddaughter.
Who knows?
Carer. Daughter or granddaughter, and then her husband was on the other side, just a general bloke. Jeff, Mike, something like that. I started crowd work and 10 minutes went by, and then some reason I said, have you ever had your foot sucked before? Do you remember why I said it, Alex?
No.
I think that's your go-to after how are you? What do you do? Have you ever had your foot sucked?
And she said, no. I go, well, come on, Jeff.
This makes me feel sick.
Why don't you suck a foot? And Jeff's like, mate, you can do it. Go for it, mate, or something like that. And I'm like, don't think I won't. Trish could not have had her shoes off quicker. Shoe off, foot in the air.
They were probably slippers. She was so old.
Everyone starts cheering. And I'm back myself into this corner. If I say no, they're disappointed. Peer pressure says yes.
Oh, yeah.
And if I do it, the place will be electric. Yes. The show will be fucking electric. So I go down.
So she pops off her slipper. Yes. It looks like the lady's hands from Titanic.
It was gnarled. It was gnarled. With a G-N-A-R-L-E-D. Oh, bro. And so I go down to suck it, and I see something on the second toe. I feel like it's a bunion or something. So I'm like, this is not good. So I try to open my mouth wide enough that it hides in the gap in my mouth. And then I touch the big toe and the third toe with my mouth.
Frenchie went full Riley Reed. He was just gucking. There's saliva down his face.
So that was within about 10 minutes. I'm sucking this old woman's foot. 5 minutes later, no, maybe straight away, there was this chick 12 rows back, Wiz, her name was, like, yeah, can I suck your foot? I'm like, oh, I guess at the end of the show, I haven't had a foot sucked during a shoey. Yeah, I want to do it. Sick. She doesn't get the chance to do it because 5 more minutes go by, everyone stops paying attention to my jokes. I'm like, that's not right. These are fire. Because they're fighting. Wiz is in a chick fight with another, obviously, female, hair pulling. Were you close to it?
No, I tried to have a look. I started, like, chatting to people around. Oh, I have all those clips we should play. I'll see if I can find it. But, yeah, I was up the back, so I couldn't see anything. But I knew something was going on. I was like, what's going on? They're like, oh, it's a fight. And so apparently one of the chicks was too close to the other chick's boyfriend and they were touching shoulders. But that's just how rooms work.
That's how seats work.
Yeah, like seating. You're in a seat. Mm. It wasn't like a romantic thing. No. Apparently he was a cop, so it was like another element to the story. And it all kicked off. Plastic chairs flying, people standing on plastic chairs.
Yeah, they had to clear like an octagon type thing for them to wrestle around in. She got kicked out, but she did not take the kick out well, and she went on some zombie-like mission trying to kick every window in the fucking pub, which we could see her while she was doing it.
Yeah, and the door fully came off the hinges and was shattered, wasn't
it? She shattered the door. That's a strong meth foot.
Yeah.
And then she popped up at the back of the stage behind the window like the chick from The Ring, just Children of the Corn shit. She starts twerking and then runs off into the night. It was the wildest
shit. I got one interview I'll play you.
Yeah.
She was in the middle of the song. Yeah, get her.
Oh, I don't know. Some bitch punched me in the head.
She's from Bribey, bro. She's from Bribey.
Me talked to her boyfriend, and then it was like the whole thing. And don't you know, he works for QPS.
Wow.
Bit of intel. So yeah, he talked to her. There you go.
There you go.
You can't talk to other women.
Don't ever talk to another woman. Never.
Even polite conversation. No, 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 no.
No. No. That's something we know. So, yeah, that all kicked off. That was and then at the end of the show, so Wiz missed out on her foot suck. Apparently, there was a lot of people keen to replace her. We had this girl from the second row. She's like, can I suck your foot during the shooey? I'm like, why the fuck not? She gets up and I saw her, she was with a man. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do it. You do it in front of your man. That's kind of weird. She's like, oh, he'll do it too. They both get up, got either side of the foot, mid-shoey. And Tom's like, I think I recognize that guy.
Yeah, I did recognize that guy because I've been watching F-Boy Island and he was in the final two. So Frenchie got his foot F-boyed.
What a sick guy. We met him after the show. Yeah, he's just a fucking legend.
We're hoping he'll come on. We're talking to him, so hopefully it doesn't fall apart, but that'd be hilarious.
Hopefully we get him on the podcast. We get the full experience of the island and the toes. Mostly the island. We don't want to focus on my gnarled toes too much. But yeah, that was just a random ass fucking event.
That was
that
a weird night,
there.
Yeah. That was fun though. Mm. And then where else did we do? We did Brisbane, Goldie.
And Sunshine Coast, Sunshine Queensland. Coast. You got around us, you
should
were fucking
show
maniacs.
The video of that bloke sucking the foot in the car that I sent into the chat.
I don't think I saw that.
Do you want to review that foot suck?
Oh yeah, the
No, maybe leave it just leave in case it. The screen leave malfunctions.
It.
It's probably
leave
not
it.
Working.
And the only other
we'll show if we get the F-Boy Island guy on, we'll show the footage of him sucking your foot.
Yes.
Which is very
we'll
funny.
Show that. We'll show that on the podcast. The only other thing from shows, guys, we need to share with you, well, I found interesting was this guy pretended to be deaf.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
But I had a normal conversation with him for a couple of minutes.
Was it
like,
the guy in the white shorts?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. And then 10 minutes in, he starts going, what was that? I'm like, "You what? He goes, what was that? I didn't hear you. I'm like, you did hear me in the front. He's like, I'm deaf. That's why I'm here in the front. And he's doing like the hand signals and stuff. I'm like.
But he really didn't break like
he
for a long
didn't
time.
Didn't break.
And you were doing bits. So it was a little bit annoying that he made a joke, but he really kept it going for a long time.
Oh, he kept it going for ages. Then I started asking people next to him, like, is he actually deaf? Because I thought he spoke in an undeaf tone earlier.
Yeah.
They're like, he's deaf. Everyone around him nodding. He's going hard at the voice. Yeah. And you know what I mean when I say this. Eventually, this lady's like at the back's like, he's not fucking deaf. I go, well, how do you know? He's like, he dated my friend. And I saw
small
his face
shit.
Just go, got me.
Got me. So funny. He got you good, though. Got you
it's
so
such
good.
Such a video. But it's one of those ones like, okay. Someone pretends to have a disability.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to say, oh, no, you don't have that. That's way worse.
I go, prove it.
Is that what
that's what
you
I say, yeah. They'll go, oh, I'm actually in a wheelchair. I go, prove it. They'll go, I'm in a chair. I go, not good enough.
So.
So I stand them.
Yeah.
Lift them up by the arms.
Yep.
I go, if you don't stand, you're going to fall. And then they hit the floor, hit their head. It's really bad. And I go, good on you for telling the truth.
That's so. And they crawl away.
Yeah, yeah. I take the chair. It's a whole thing.
No, you gotta be trusting in this day and age.
Yeah.
Except if private numbers ring you up on the phone, then fucking give it to them. How have you been, Alex?
Yeah, I've been good.
Tell us something that's interesting from your life.
Well. I could do that, or I could get into some hot trending news.
Yeah, okay, let's trending do that. News. Burr, burr,
burr. TTTTIEND news. Trend news.
Yeah.
These are the latest trends.
These are the latest trend.
Okay.
Okay. Miranda Sings, a YouTuber. That's her character. Her name is Colleen Ballinger.
Bad name. I would change it to Miranda Sings as well.
Colleen Ballinger.
It sounds like a type of whiskey. Can I get some Ballingers? Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, she's been in the news recently because she made an apology video for some of her inappropriate behavior with fans, younger fans, over Twitter and in her skits. And the apology video had her playing a ukulele.
So she got cancelled for grooming. I don't know if she did anything with them.
Grooming.
It was just inappropriate, like inviting them to her house and stuff.
And adult conversations with people under 18,
like sexual
like talking
content.
About sex,
yeah.
All that sort
that's
of
fucking
stuff.
Weird. And she was old too.
Old.
It wasn't like it was like 18 and 17. It was like
No.
Fucking like 30 and 14 or something.
Yeah.
It was weird as fuck.
And it's almost, I don't know, this is going to sound weird, but it's almost refreshing when a woman grooms.
Refreshing, you feel refreshed.
Well, not refreshing, but I feel like, I don't know.
Like a nice at least Sprite on a hot day.
Not refreshing like that, like, I don't know, it's just...
Yeah, it's definitely not as common.
Yes, there we go. That's what I'm, I guess, what I'm
it's
trying
like,
to say.
Yeah, men do a lot of the horrible things in the world.
Oh, it's
you'll
nice
find.
That women
yeah,
get occasionally.
Oh, finally.
Well, I don't know how life works, but let's say hypothetically, 1% of the world has to be grooming. I'm glad that she took a bullet for one of the blokes.
It's kind of like when you're listening. I listen to a lot of true crime.
Mm.
Usually men.
Oh, murderers.
Once in a while
so
you get a woman
murdering.
It's like, oh, thank God.
It's nice know? When there's a female serial killer. Yes.
Yeah, it's
you're like
oh.
I'm not even mad. I'm just...
Good on you for breaking stereotypes.
Breaking stereotypes. Thank you. Exactly. Women can be groomers too. That's all we're saying.
Like, we've got weapons. Yeah. You can overpower a man.
Oh.
Oh, if they're not expecting a knife,
we want
you're going to win.
Equal representation
equal
in all fields.
Representation yes. in groomers. Thank you, Miranda Sings. You're paving the way. For all the women out there, she's like a Mother Teresa type.
Mm.
Mother Sings.
Oh.
Miranda Teresa.
Mm.
No, she's just, it's 2023. Women can groom too. That's what we're learning. But what is the, okay, the grooming, not funny.
Oh, no.
No. We know that. She definitely did some bad shit that's come out in chats. And if we know anything about these incidents from Crystal Lee and whatever, most of it hasn't come out.
Yeah, it's usually
if
the floodgates open.
If they're doing bizarre apologies, they know
and
they've done
even,
something
even
wrong.
Even this ukulele video, after she did this, more came out just from this. Mm-hmm. So let's listen to it for a second because it's ridiculous.
You need to listen to this apology because me and Tom watched it and...
this is like... It's been around for a while, this... these claims, so it took a little bit to release this.
Okay. Have you found a good spot to go from?
Yep.
Okay, let's hear it.
I hope that you'll be willing to listen.
Oh, we're willing. We're willing.
Here we go. Many years ago, I used to message my fans, but not in a creepy way, like a lot of you are trying to suggest. It was more of a loser kind of way, where I was just trying to be besties with everybody. It's kind of like when you go to like a family gathering, and there's a weird aunt there who keeps coming up to you and going like, hey girl, what's the tea? And you're like, ugh. That was me. But in group chats with my fans. It was weird.
Weird aunt come up to you and trying to fuck you.
Yeah. You know when your weird uncle just takes you down to the basement?
Not in a creepy way, just like a loser.
Just like
type.
In a get in the cage kind of way.
Show me your 11-year-old penis kind of way. And also, like, why? Okay, this is going to be the theme throughout the whole apology. Why are you playing a ukulele?
Oh, dude.
I get it's your thing. You're either apologizing and you're ashamed of your actions, or you're making full jokes about it.
Yes.
Don't go halfway.
No. And where are her huge lips she normally paints on?
Oh.
Like, I don't even recognize this
I
woman.
Don't even recognize her. Yeah, she's gone rid... She's serious. She's gone rid of the that
but she hasn't got rid of the props.
Lips. Yes.
All right, let's keep listening.
Going.
I've been sharing my life online for over 15 years. I've poured my heart out to you, and because of that, I feel like I'm talking to my friends. But in the beginning of my career, I didn't really understand that maybe there should be some boundaries there. There were times in the DMs when I would overshare details of my life, which was really weird of me. I haven't done that for years, you see, because I changed my behavior.
I love that she said hasn't done it for years.
Mm.
That's three.
Yeah, she goes, yeah. Oh, I did it 3 years ago.
12 years into her career, she's still sharing.
15 years.
She's still sharing.
She didn't learn after 12,
which vibrators get her off. I haven't done that for at least 2 to 4 years. Maybe this year a little
bit.
They
banned my Instagram, but that's not the
point.
Could
you role play like a younger fan messaging the DM and then maybe one of you being...
Okay. Okay. Well, Frenchie's like Miranda.
Okay.
Hey, Miranda. Hi, Miranda Sings. I'm a big fan.
Sometimes I use my electric toothbrush to get off.
Oh, I was just going to say, What are you? I gotta go.
Oh, was that an overshare? I just feel like you're my friend. I can talk to my friends like that. What are you wearing?
You're kind of like a weird uncle.
How old are you? I'm an aunt. Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just a silly 32-year-old. I'm keep playing. I'm enjoying this. I love this
behavior, and I took accountability. But that's not very interesting, is it? So let's go on the toxic gossip train. The locomotive's fueled with hateful accusations. Toxic gossip train. Steamroll over someone's reputation. Toxic gossip train. Hop on board but close your eyes. Otherwise you'll realize that the train is made of lies. And that person you despise maybe didn't deserve to die. But hey, at least you're having fun. Seriousness, I do think it's really important to hold people accountable for their mistakes.
As she strums
it, that everyone can learn from their mistakes and grow and change their behavior and be a better person. And this is something that I've always tried to do when I make mistakes, and it's something that I will continue to try to do. What? Oh, you don't care? Oh, okay. I thought you wanted me to take accountability, but that's not the point of your mob mentality, is it? No. Your goal is to ruin the life of the person you despise while you dramatize your lies and monetize their demise.
What is she talking about?
I feel like I can already hear the comments on this video. She's gaslighting, manipulating. Oh, she's a narcissist and a rat. I would never make a mistake.
This is like a scene from a movie.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize that all of you are perfect. So please criticize me. Bring out the daggers made from your perfect past and stab me repeatedly in my bony little back. I'm sure you're disappointed in my shitty little...
She likes the little bony backs. That's probably enough, I'm going to be honest.
I was thinking maybe, I was trying to think like, what could we apologize for? Maybe you sucking the grandma's foot. We could do like an apology video just in case she didn't like it or something.
No. I don't want to do that.
Anything else?
Why don't we just do the first version of this song that Miranda sings?
Oh yeah, we do have that on file. We do have that. Yeah, we found this. It was in a unlisted video.
Obviously, you can see how good that is. That's not her first rendition. She had a few draft songs Miranda sings, apology songs. So it explains it a bit more what's going on, and I think it's pretty a beautiful song. So maybe we'll listen to that a little bit.
Yep.
Fuck, she's got some big-ass fucking lipstick.
It's a whole thing. I don't know why. She had a show for a bit as well.
Oh, like yeah, TV show. To Catch a Predator. Oh, yeah. She was on that episode.
She nailed it. Maybe you need to refresh the page, big boy.
Oh, technical difficulties.
It was called Carefree.
Yeah, she did. She did call it that. Okay.
Was it this one?
Yep. Hey, kids. Hey, kids, it's Miranda here.
Yay!
I'm here to take accountability for a few silly little actions. Now, some of you may know, I think you're all my friends. I send you fun little pictures of my beaver. It's just a laugh. I overshare a little bit, and 14-year-old boys make me horny. Sing it, Addison.
So I might be 32 years old, but would you like to see my butthole? I may be 32 years old, have a look at my butthole. Kids, don't be scared that I overshared. Come down to my basement and see my pussy.
Come see Miranda's ring. Miranda's ring. Miranda sings about her ring.
Miranda's ring.
Toxic ring train.
Lord of the Rings.
Verse 2, here we go. Now I've been sharing for 15 years, that's a long time on YouTube. I outlasted Jenna Marbles, good on me, she's a cunt. I outlasted Vitaly because he beat the fuck out of a woman, now he's doing porn. I'm still going, all my fans are 7 years old, but occasionally I get a cute 15-year-old boy. What's the harm in chatting? Nothing wrong with chatting. Michael was in year 9 at school. I used to pick him up, fuck him in my car. He was stoked I had a car. He didn't know his mother, she died from cancer. I made him feel...
Oh, that was beautiful. Wow, I'm glad she didn't release that one, to be honest. That was pretty dark, Miranda.
It got dark.
But it was better than a ukulele, yeah.
It was better. It is. If you, it's, YouTuber apologies are such a fickle beast.
Oh, dude. It's a tough one. I don't know how you do it good.
Yeah, I think as if you haven't done anything wrong, you have to take the absolute fucking piss.
I reckon they should do it like the Yakuza. If you make like a mistake, you go, I know my words don't mean much. And then some samurai comes out and he chops off a part of your finger.
Mm.
And then he holds it up to the camera and everyone's like, okay, fair enough.
Yep.
Penance done.
Penance done. Because that was the finger that was texting the boys.
Yeah. Miranda would have like 3 fingers now.
I do think punishments should be more suited to the crimes.
Mm.
Like even in just real life. I think it's weird how so many different crimes have similar punishments.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Some fucking, yeah, some don't make sense as well. It's like, oh, I did a hit and run. They're like, oh, naughty, naughty, $300 fine. It's like I parked in the wrong spot, $7,000 fine.
Oh, the fines are insane. It's like $600, $800 for all these car violations.
Like if it's dangerous driving, I get it. But if it's just like parking kind of dumb.
But like, you know how people used to steal, they used to chop off their hand that they stole with.
Mm.
You're not stealing again with that hand, no. Are you?
No. Yeah, it's hard to work. You got to try and like pickpocket without a hand. Tough. With no fingers, you got a nub pocket. It's hard.
Yeah. Or you'd probably get into some sort of different profession.
Maybe. Arm that's
dildo.
All you know.
Arm dildo.
Arm dildo.
Mm.
Yeah, that's cool.
Baseball with your arm.
Mm, that's cool.
There's a few different other things you can do.
That's good.
But anyway, we'll see what we'll see what happens in the Miranda Sings saga.
What's the next story?
Hostage negotiations with armed teens in New Zealand ends with a request for KFC.
That's so good.
I haven't heard anything about this story. Tell me the details.
But it's just funny, like you're a teenager. Normally in movies they get like a helicopter, yes. They get a bag of cash.
Or money.
They get like guns, you know? They're gonna fly out of there in the helicopter with their guns and money and disappear. These guys are like, I just want a fucking zinger box. You know? Like, dude, you could have probably someone on the street would probably buy one if you asked nicely.
Who did they hold up? What was take us through it?
So they were young offenders in a youth facility.
Detention center?
Yep.
Yep, okay.
Yep, and they managed to, I don't know how they got the keys or how they got up there, but they got onto the roof and then locked the door. And they were just standing on the roof. And
the boys got hungry.
But they didn't have hostages.
No.
I guess the threat is they're not ever coming down, but they're getting hungry.
Yeah.
I think you can wait them out. We've got a zinger box for you on the other side of this door, dickhead. Okay, we'll come down.
So they're just like, we'll come down when you give us a zinger box.
Yeah.
What were they feeding them? Maybe they were feeding them like vegan chicken and they're like, this is enough.
Yeah, it was in Byron Bay.
I want
or
the
something.
Good shit.
Yeah.
Look how dry my hands are.
Just say you'd robbed a bank,
yes.
You're in a hostage situation and you had to get out. What are you asking for to escape?
Good question. Am I in New Zealand or like a real country?
Real country.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we do this in a role play?
No, I need to brainstorm first. So are we together? Is it me and you?
No, just you. You've got a gun to some bank teller's head and you're like, I need things. Let me tell you exactly what I need.
What I need. I already would have money because I'm robbing a bank, so I don't think I'd need that.
Yep, you got the money.
I would need, the only way to do it really is 50 Frenchie lookalikes.
That's good.
Because then it's one of those ones where you all go out at the same time. You don't know who to shoot. But I go out in blackface.
They'll never suspect
because they'll arrest all 50. But wait, we've got 49. What was the 50th? And I come in, I'm ballsy. I come in going, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
He could be anywhere.
Yep.
And they go, thanks, Winston.
And they're filming you just in case there's like a racist cop thing going on. Mm. And they'll be aware not to go near you.
They will not touch the old black man.
In a bunch of blonde...
No way.
Blonde Frenchies running around?
No way. So that's a good idea. I'd probably get out.
And you all just scatter, but you get out.
I've already brought the blackface instruments. Because they'll be like, there's no way he's doing blackface. He doesn't want to get cancelled. No, I don't want to get arrested
so
either.
So you brought the blackface paint with you to rob the bank?
Yes, because I knew I might get in that situation. It was my backup plan.
He always keeps it on.
Yeah, he's always got it.
It was my backup plan.
He's always got it in his back pocket.
Or another thing, another good idea.
Yep.
Okay. You rob a bank, you pull, you know how you can, pull your legs up and then you tape shoes to your knees and so it looks like you're a little person.
Yes.
So you go in, rob the bank as a little person.
Yeah, okay.
And then when you want to get out, pull the knees off, just walk out as a tall person.
You were about to say a human.
I didn't know. Because they're looking for someone who's 3 foot tall.
This little person had the longest arms I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to do about that yet. But that's also another good plan. What
a pre-disguise.
What are you asking for in a...
I had like a similar version of you, like maybe like 100 Camrys, white Camrys, and drivers.
Possibly a little brand deal too.
Yeah. Oh, what a feeling when you rob the bank. Yeah. But you got a bunch of people and you all drive off at the same time. You know how they do that with like presidents and stuff? Yeah. They have a bunch of convoys so you don't know which one he's in if they're getting followed, that you see it in movies. Something like that, but just cars driving off and they're like, who do we chase? We don't have enough resources to catch them all.
Yeah. And I don't think they would have 100 cars.
Mm.
I like that. Mm. But wouldn't they know which car you're getting in?
You do it in the garage. A really big garage. Yeah.
I don't think they have garages.
No, I don't think so either. Mm. It's flawed. It's definitely flawed. Or you get like a mining machine and dig a tunnel, which is just kind of cool.
Yeah, the tunnels is a good one. That's what's hard is once you get into a standoff, if you haven't prepped for it, you're kind of fucked.
Oh, yeah. Standoff's not good.
That's why I get the KFC. It's like, I know I'm fucked. Just give me some chicken. I'm going to have a good feed.
Mm, it's like your last meal.
Yeah. And the same time the regret of eating KFC hits you, you'll probably be caught anyway. So you've got double regret. You're like, oh, well.
It couldn't get more regretful.
Couldn't get more regretful.
Yeah. No, that's interesting.
What'd you ask for, Alex?
I might ask if one of the police officers would come into the bank and play him in maybe like a game of pool.
Oh, just some fun before you go.
And maybe you can play the Clash song, I Fought the Law.
Yeah. And then if I win, then I get to keep the money, and if I lose...
Oh, double or nothing.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. That's how they should solve all hostage negotiating.
Double or jail.
Yeah, no, you get to choose a random activity, sort of a leisure sport, pool possibly, table tennis.
Yep.
They say, yes, okay, any hostage situation from now on... They say, I choose the right of a duel or whatever.
Yep.
What's it called? We need a good name for it.
It's called...
Just some sort of a...
Like...
Law.
Frenchie's law.
Yeah, something
like that.
They'll
be like, what the fuck is Frenchie's law?
Alex's law. And they say, pool, bring your best. And then if you can beat them at pool...
But don't bring your best.
No, because the cops can get anyone. That's why it is.
They can get anyone in the world? So they just get like the world's best pool player?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
If they can make it in time.
I reckon they got to be a cop. So the best pool player out of the cops.
Best cop pool player. So the cops need to know who's the best at darts.
Can you sub in the best robber pool player?
Well, that's probably what's...
Like I'm talking like in the world.
I don't think they'll do it.
Okay, yeah.
No honor amongst fiends.
Bring out Hannibal and he's like... He's really good at pool.
more things should be solved via a game of a fun game. Too many are solved with fighting, or murder, or grooming. Miranda, it should be solved like that. I think schools can do a big job in doing that. There's too much. There's not enough. Oh, you guys have got a problem? Okay, here's Mario Kart.
Here's a couple of swords. The kid who survives
not
is
swords.
Correct.
Okay, no, that's a different thing to what we're saying.
I heard a fucking crazy true crime, which is funny. I'll tell you about.
Tell me.
So in, I think they were in Malaysia and these girls wanted to be famous. And this guy hit them up and said, I'm a YouTube video creator. I'm looking for actresses to do pranks. And they were like, awesome. Like, we're going to be famous because pranks are really big online, obviously. And so it started off with silly things like them covering people's eyes. And they'll be like, oh, I didn't know it was you. But they're just strangers on the street. It escalates very quickly.
Okay.
They get tasked with a guy's going to be at the airport. He's in on it to get a better reaction. So he's just an actor. We're going to film it. You go up to him, spray him with this stuff. And then the other one comes over and rubs some water on his face. Hilarious. Don't know why that's hilarious. But they do it. It's fucking Kim Jong-un's brother. The first spray was like a chemical compound that fucking, when the second layer of liquid that the other girl wiped on her, creates like the component that kills him. And they assassinated this guy thinking they were just doing YouTube prank videos. Legit true story.
When did that happen?
I don't know. It must have been a while ago because it was like he was going to be the next in line.
Holy shit.
I was like, how is this not a movie?
Holy shit.
It was just like these poor girls and then they were like, you're assassins. You're getting death row by hanging because that's the law in Malaysia. And they're like, we literally thought we were doing a prank video.
And they
eventually figured out that, no, they're telling the truth. They had no idea what was going on. And they just got... And then
I don't know, man.
But no, there was a guy who set them up. They found the guy, but he didn't get charged. And he was like, dodgy as. It was so dodgy. It was like Zoolander. You know how they brainwash him to kill the Prime Minister of Malaysia?
Yeah. So, but at some point, I think they knew. That's a great...
Why?
Well, it's like... Oh, I didn't mean to rob the bank. I thought it was a YouTube prank. Come on.
But they weren't robbing a bank. They were just spraying stuff on some dude. It wasn't very elaborate. Like a perfume bottle, and they told him it was like baby oil or something silly.
The fuck?
Yeah, it was fully fucked. And it was like these two compounds that stop your heart when combined. So if these two girls knew each other and met up while they still had the compound on them, they would have both died. But since they stayed separate, they were fine.
But and it's kind of... There are so many bad pranks out there,
dude. 100%. Like, I've seen pranks like that, like going up to a guy and saying something like,
but that's what I'm saying. I think it would be a nice precedent if bad pranksters did get put to death. No, because there's so many bad pranks.
Who would
out
you
there.
Kill first?
Oh, well, Vitaly now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's just doing porn pranks now, though, isn't he?
I have no idea. He's doing.
He's doing porn.
Oosh.
I still follow him on Twitter, and he's showing a lot.
Oh, really? Yeah. Jesus. That guy fucking lost his mind, didn't he?
But I'm just saying, there's too much... If you have some sort of reason not to do a bad prank, you're going to think a bit more cleverly.
That's true. Maybe death penalty for all pranksters.
Not all pranksters, bad pranks, that's what I'm saying.
All pranksters. Next story.
I've got a clip of a woman who shoots her shot on an airplane. Sorry.
Alex had a malfunction halfway through that.
Malfunction.
Shoots her shot on an airplane.
So she passes an attractive man a note.
Okay.
Trying to pick him up.
Actually, saw this story today.
Yep.
The attractive man was in a row in front of her. And she's
so
there.
So she slips a note forward.
She's there going, oh, how do I talk to this gorgeous man?
The back of his head is beautiful.
In 16B.
Ooh.
Slips him a note early into the trip. He, like a sociopath, turns around and introduces himself. Because she just said, here's my number, call me if you want to have a date. He could have just held that the whole time and messaged her
panicked.
Later.
He panicked, bro.
No,
let's watch it.
He's like a good adult. Like, that was weird. I would have just heard the note.
Rung a late night.
Oh, no.
Fuck that music.
All right, yeah, just turn the music off. We'll describe it.
Yeah,
so he's sitting in front, classic behind person. You can see.
Oh, he's got that.
No one wants crumb. Wait, what did it say?
Yeah, you got that. It's just pictures, pretty much.
Yeah. No one wants crumbs in their keyboard. Okay, that's not a part of it. If you're single/interested, text me sometime. Smiley face and her number. Did you need to write? Oh, I thought you wrote mobile.
Natalie's a hot
Natalie.
Name.
It is. Okay, so let's see her. Yeah, she looks all right. You can't really tell her hands on her face.
Bonbons.
Hey, Natalie. Oh, it's too quick.
Yes, single and interested.
That's a shit.
How's he gonna know what she looks like, but?
Because he turned around.
Oh yeah.
But I'm saying before that, so you get the note. Let's say hypothetically, you get a random note through the gap.
Creepy.
Oh, single and interested.
Oh, I'd be scared. When
are you gonna like, yeah, go look with your phone as a reverse?
Medusa.
Like Medusa looking around corners.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to go to the bathroom. No.
Yeah. Like scratch your back or something. Take your jumper off, have a look. Oh fuck no. Because if you turn around, you're almost being like, hey. But if you turn around, you don't like what you see, it's awkward.
What do you think is the best way to shoot your shot on a plane?
On a plane?
Mm. There's a cute person, couple rows behind you, in front of you. What are you doing? Oh, I got one.
Okay, go.
You know, like at a bar where you like order them a drink?
Yep.
Do that from the waitress. Say, hey, can I always get a Coke? They bring it like, oh, it's not for me. Can you give it to that lady, 14C? Oh,
Do like a grilled ham cheese or something.
And then they look, he's giving you this, and you wave to him.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and then you send the stuff the whole flight.
Yes.
The whole, even if she doesn't want it.
Yeah, okay.
Just to show you.
Like beer nuts and like...
Stuff on the menu too.
Yeah,
that's
like...
expensive.
Like merch. Mm. Here's a Virgin Australia shirt. Just, yeah, that was from me. Just the life jacket from under your seat. I reckon if you could put that on, walk up to her and go, I'm drowning in emotion for you. I love you. Oh. Too much? Let's start blowing the whistle.
Yeah, put the whistle through your fly and say, can you blow my whistle? Okay, now we're going off track here. Realistically.
I've got a good one.
Yes.
Okay.
So you get a friend to... fake a terror attack.
Yes.
And then you...
Oh, be the hero.
Be the hero.
Well, that's pretty good.
Okay, but like how does that get that person specifically?
Oh, you do it just in front of him.
Yeah.
She's the hostage.
She's a hostage.
But you punch the terrorist in the nose and you go, America.
America.
And then he gets knocked out. And you go, I'm so sorry, baby. Can I get your number? Pretty good.
That's not bad. What about writing your number in the bathroom mirror in blood?
But it's back. No, it's on the wall. But when she looks in the bathroom mirror, it's reverse. It says, Natalie, I love you.
Natalie, yeah. You what about their names?
This takes pregame. You got to have a pilot's like costume from like a $2 shop in your backpack. Go to the bathroom, put it on, and go. Hello, I'm the captain. I need to get your phone number for the flying.
I need to get you.
It makes no sense. It's like, why would you need that? And you go, shut up and give it to me.
Yeah, no? I don't hate that.
Okay.
I don't hate that. Or like with the note, but you write it on a paper plane.
Oh.
And you throw it and just wherever it lands, that's who you hit on.
I like
I
that.
I think you're cute. Here's my number.
That's a fun game to play.
Well, we
if you were single with
it.
A group of mates and you just threw it and it's got your number and whoever it hits, you got to commit and point at them and go like that. So even if it hits like an old man, you got to be like...
Yeah. Oh, we need to talk about the game we play on on planes, on tour. Do you want to take them through it, Tom?
Okay, so we play some weird airdropping games, but this one was specific.
Oh, take them through the first ones we play, though.
Okay. I think we've talked about it before. You're nodding? We have talked about it?
No, but we need a recap.
Okay. So we basically just take dumb photos of each other. Like, we'll be like, have you seen this message? And when they look at your phone, you take the photo. So it looks like they're looking down and they took it themselves.
It looks like they took an awkward angle selfie of themselves.
And then we'll airdrop it to people on the plane so it looks like you're the creep.
So you airdrop a picture of your mate's awkward selfie on the plane.
To someone in the plane.
To someone.
Very embarrassing.
Fucking hilarious.
Frenchie did it to me once and the lady next to me's phone vibrated.
She opened it and goes, oh, that's you.
So embarrassing. And then Frenchie was crying laughing. So before we board the plane in Queensland, Alex is telling me he needs to do a shit. Like, he had plenty of time to do it at the airport, but while we're walking to the plane, he goes, oh, I'm going to do a shit on the plane. I go, that's fucking disgusting. We're doing a fucking domestic flight for 20 minutes and you're going to drop a deuce and ruin it for everyone else.
He even said to me, because he got to board early because he's gold. He goes, how's this for a power move? I just go straight to the bathroom and shit.
He's trying to get more validation for his shit.
I don't know, man. At least wait till we're flying.
And then you just shitting in the air. The hostesses are standing right in front of your shit. Did you actually shit?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You shit before I got on the plane. Yeah. That's how early you shit. The captain's just there like, dude, come on, man.
Didn't you see how powerful he looked?
He did look powerful. So while he's boarding the plane, I get my Photoshop on and I've got this photo of Alex that I took in selfie mode and I start cutting out the background and putting him on a bathroom toilet on a plane, and then there's a shit on the countertop. I put that shit there and I made it look like a Snapchat and I wrote, I went poo-poo.
I went poo-poo.
And then I started trying to airdrop it. Here's a picture for those watching. I just did a poo-poo and it's Alex smiling real blurry with a huge nug in the background. And then you can see me trying to airdrop it to Frenchie and my name in his phone is Tom the Twink Armstrong. And it's just so funny, dude.
Oh, my goodness. So funny. That is a game you all need to play on a flight or any public transport, actually. Oh, yeah. If you're there with your mate, selfie photo of them. Say, hey, look at this thing on my phone. Yeah. Take a picture and then either Photoshop it or don't. Just start airdropping it and see who accepts. And it's so funny. Because
my dream for that was he went to the bathroom.
Yep.
We're all sitting there. We see him go. And then I send it to everyone on the plane. And then he's coming out of the bathroom like, I just airdropped you all telling you that I did a poo. And now I'm just confidently strolling down.
Giving finger guns.
And Luke was going to film you walking down the aisle. Oh. Would have been classic. But you'd already fucking shit, you monster.
We'll try again next time.
Oh, the photo's done now, so all the hard work's done.
Ah, we'll have a new one, I'm sure. We have a new way to embarrass our friends. We'll try again next tour. I should say the show's coming up. We've got a DUI this Friday. Yeah. If you're on the Northern Beaches, come to this show because otherwise no one will go to the Northern Beaches to gig. We'll just do
no
city.
One will cross the bridge. Yeah.
Oh, I've been. It's going to be a banger. And then all our WA shows for the first run are sold out, so we added a few extra ones. Busselton and Perth come back to there.
Busselton, more like it.
Geraldton. And then Darwin and Alice Springs are coming up too. UK and New Zealand dates. New Zealand dates are on the website now, www.frenchycomedy.com, and UK dates added this end of this week.
Hell yeah,
and then we've
got
a few more Oz dates if you want to check them out. Frenchycomedy.com, me and Tom. Last shows for the year, check them out.
Check them out, yeah. All right, what do we want to do?
Did you have a surprise for Frenchie?
Oh, yeah. So we wanted to do the fake news thing.
Yes.
I found a random bill could look like it. So I'm not sure the angle. So, guys, everyone's been talking about Taylor Swift tickets, and I don't know the angle yet, but it's like one of us buys the other one Taylor Swift tickets, and we're like, it's like a proud moment, and either the person giving or receiving eats them as like a mean joke, but we play it serious and one of us walks out kind of vibes. And then we post it on TikTok. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I like it. I think it's funny. So do you want to do...
I think it's more believable that you would eat it. And then I can get really upset and storm out.
You're a better actor than me.
Okay. Just let me see.
Have you bought them for me or for us to go to as a potty?
Or you could have bought them for me because you know I love Taylor Swift and I get really excited and then you eat them in front of me.
Okay.
Do you reckon that works?
Yeah, I think anything works as long as we commit to it.
Yeah. So this is my strata report from my building. I thought it might look like a ticket, at least one page of it.
And we just won't deal with the fact that they'll be online anyway.
Yeah. I don't think it matters.
Okay. You get to watch the fake news in action, listen to it in action. Which side should I show?
Just don't show it in detail. I reckon that looks like it. It's just font and a QR code, yeah. So do you want to do it like it's a big bid, Luke?
Tom, I have got a treat for you.
What is it?
Well,
I'm always worried when you say you've
got
a treat.
No, this one's actually good. So last week, everyone was trying to buy Taylor Swift tickets.
I was trying to buy Taylor Swift tickets. Didn't
get
them.
I know you missed out.
Yeah.
You missed out. But I had the pre-sale code. I was in the waiting rooms. I managed to get two.
Bullshit.
Swear.
You're fucking with me.
No, two. I got two. I thought it'd be fun to go together as on the podcast. I printed it off for you just
dude.
Here.
That's fucking
this is
awesome.
Your Taylor Swift
dude,
ticket.
I was up for hours trying to get these fucking tickets and I couldn't get them. That's really exciting. Thank you.
You're right.
Dude, I'm so excited.
You're welcome.
What are you... yeah. That... Are you fucking kidding? What the... Those weren't the real tickets, were they? Were those the real tickets?
Yeah, they were.
Dude, that's not fucking funny. It's not funny. I told you I really wanted to go.
You should have bought them yourself then, idiot. Tom.
Fuck, do you think we went too far?
They're still in my email.
Oh, no, that's cool. I reckon that might get people. I don't know.
Oh, that people will lose their fucking mind. I'm going to get hate for that.
I hope so.
It was like 8 fake Taylor Swift tickets. People tried so hard to
get
tickets.
I hope
that
gets picked up by the news, because that's like the type of shit they'd fucking love.
Friend eats Taylor Swift tickets in front of friends and he cries.
I should have cried.
Yeah. Oh, pranked ya. Well, should I say the email thing or not? They're still in the email.
Still, nah.
Well, they are, but doesn't matter.
Oh, you got them. This is true. We're going to Taylor Swift.
Meg paid like fucking 500 for her.
Fuck, dude.
That's what it's so bullshit. Is like, all I don't know. All Tonya, sell out except Tonya for like the VIP packages or shit or whatever. And then you can try get the general sale ones because they're only supposed to be 200. I say only.
Yeah, but like 200 you kind of expect, but like 500's fucking crazy. That's like a festival. I want 3 days of a festival for 500.
No, it's insane. That's just like, she's a very good marketer.
Did you see how much she's going to make? Like, they estimated it's like 13 million each show and about $1 billion at the end of the tour leg.
That's insane.
Yeah, she's the highest ticket sales, whatever.
Yeah, she beat
biggest earner
was Elton John's last farewell tour. This will be the highest grossing tour.
To be fair though, like Elton John doesn't have the bangers Taylor Swift does.
Fuck that.
Today was
so
a fairy
triggering.
Tale. You were a bit. What, Alex, you actually think so Elton John is more talented? Elton John didn't even write his own fucking songs, bro.
Didn't he?
No.
Who wrote him?
His partner, what's his name, Bernie or something?
Yeah, the lyrics. But he wrote the music.
Who wrote the lyrics?
Bernie Sanders. I can't remember his name. Yeah,
Bernie Sanders.
But yeah, there was another guy who wrote the lyrics. That was his songwriting partner. But Elton did the music. And
well, at least you know with Taylor, she's writing her own lyrics.
She's earning that money.
Yeah, we know she writes her own lyrics.
I've got size 15 feet.
You belong with me. It would actually be the other way around if we actually acted that out. I think I'm a bigger Taylor Swift fan than
you. Yeah, totally. But you don't look like one. I feel like I look like one.
Oh, yeah, no. You got to play that. You got to play that. The stereotypes.
Cool.
We break stereotypes.
Oh, yeah.
Like Miranda
women
sings.
Women murderers. Women murderers.
Oh, we love a good female serial killer.
Oh, yeah.
Not enough.
Not enough.
Not
all
enough.
Right, guys. We'll leave you on that note.
Should we do one or two more fake news?
No.
Oh, the other game? No, we've done enough.
I feel like that was ages, wasn't it?
I've got 53 minutes on
with
here.
With a stop?
We didn't have a stop.
We didn't have a stop in this one, but I probably played it. I probably pressed a button maybe 5 or so minutes.
All right, let's do a few more. Let's play that game.
Yeah, let's play the lyric game.
Yeah, let's do that.
Now, we were playing a fun game on tour. Alex is going to talk you through the rules, and we're going to see how you guys go at it. We'll play it together.
Okay, so you find a popular song and you read the lyrics in a monotone voice, changing the
rhythm,
the cadence,
melody, cadence, yeah.
And the other people have got to guess the song. Okay. And it's a lot harder than you'd think. Is what I found.
Okay, you started off, Alex.
Okay. If I could turn the page in time, then I'd rearrange just a day or two. Close my eyes, but I couldn't find a way. So I'll settle for one day to believe in you.
Oh, this is hard.
Tell me.
Tell me lies. Tell me lies. Sweet little lies.
That was good.
Yeah, it was Tell Me Lies by Fleetwood Mac.
Okay. I stay out too late.
Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. Damn, I got that quick.
He's good.
Okay.
He really wanted them tickets.
I used to think that I could not go on in life was nothing.
I know it already.
What an awful
song. I believe I can fly.
It's so hard not to do the tune. Yeah, it's really hard.
It's good to do songs you actually don't know the tune for.
Yeah, that's... Okay.
Okay. I'm worse at what I do best, and for this gift I feel blessed. Our little group has always been and always will until the end.
Oh, it's Nirvana.
Yeah.
I'm worse at what
Hello.
I do best, Ooh, and for this gift
that was good.
I feel
good. Blessed. Smells like Teen Spirit.
Okay. Give me a sec.
I've got another one here.
Yeah, go for it.
You think I'm a soft cock. Really, I couldn't give two fucks.
Because
you don't know me, and you don't know what I've lived through. But let me just say this.
Snipes.
Yes.
Well, does he start with a soft cock?
So this was the third verse. I thought I'd make it a bit harder.
That's good.
Okay. The club isn't the best place to find... I love her, so the bar. What song?
Club isn't the best place to find lovers in the bar.
Oh, fuck, he's a good at this game.
Okay, I've almost got one. Okay, here we go. And I'm sailing, yeah. Oh, yeah, hit me. Should have been, could have been, would have been dead. If I didn't get the message going into my head. I am what I am. Most motherfuckers don't give a damn. Oh, baby, think you can? Be my girl, I'll be your man.
Fuck.
Someone full of fun, do me till I'm well done. Little Bo Peep, coming from my stun gun. Beware, take care. Most motherfuckers have a cold ass stare.
Fuck, what is it?
Oh, baby, please be there.
Fuck, you got us. Good one. What is
Suck
it?
Suck my kiss.
Hit me, you can't hurt me. Damn. Suck my kiss.
Sounds like some beat poetry.
All right. You got any more, Alex?
Oh, I hate when it says it right in the first line. You're like, fuck.
Yeah. I swam across. I jumped across for you.
I know this.
Oh, what a thing to do.
Swam across, I jumped across for you. Oh, what a thing to do. I don't know.
I drew a line for you. Oh, what a thing to do. And it was all yellow.
And it was all yellow.
That's good.
What's another one?
Everybody, get up. Singing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We'll make you get down now.
I already know this. It is 5, isn't it? Yeah, everybody get up, sing it. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Yeah, I know sometimes things may not always make sense to you right now, but hey, what daddy always tell you? Straighten up, little soldier.
Oh, I know this.
Stiffen up that upper lip. What you crying about? You got me. I know you miss your mum and I know you miss your dad. When I'm gone, I'm trying to give you the life that I never had. I can see you're sad even when you smile, even when you laugh. I can see it in your eyes. Deep inside, you want to cry because you're scared. I ain't there. Daddy's with you in your prayers. No more crying. Wipe them tears. Daddy's here. No more nightmares. We're going to pull together through it. We're going to do it. Laney uncle's crazy, isn't he? Yeah, but he loves you, girl, and you better know it.
Is this your diary?
We got in this world when it spins, when it swirls, when it whirls, when it twirls. Two little beautiful girls looking puzzled in a daze. I know it's confusing. Daddy's always on the move. Mama's always on the news. Try to keep you sheltered from it.
But I don't know which song.
But somehow that is the writer artist.
What is it?
Hush, little baby, don't you cry. Mockingbird.
All right, I'll end with this one.
Yes.
All aboard the toxic gossip train.
All aboard the toxic gossip train. Oh,
classic.
Shout out Miranda Sings.
All right, guys, that's it for us this week. We might see you at show soon. Otherwise, see you next week.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being our friends. See ya.